Welcome to Bucket List with me, Monique Chambers. Every week, I'll be talking to different business people, artists, sports people, and other personalities about things that they've done in their life and things that they want to do. Join me and dig deep. Welcome to this week's edition of The Bucket List with me, Monique Chambers, and my guest this week is Joanna Ajuse. Joanna, welcome.
Thank you, Monique. It's lovely to be here.
Thank you.
Quite unexpected, actually.
but you're, like me, actually, you're a mature student. You've gone back to university.
Yes.
Why and what are you studying?
Well, actually, I'm not going back to university because I never went to university.
Okay.
So this is why it was one of the things which I always regretted, you know, throughout my life so far. And, you know, I'm now 57 years old. And so when I left school at 16, the mentality was, you know, to become a secretary or learn typing and shorthand. Get married, have children, etc. With me, there was a slight difference because I actually left Malta and emigrated to Australia.
Okay.
So getting to Australia, where you have no money at all, you have to work, whether you like it or not. So circumstances were such that I had never had the opportunity to go to university. As I said, it's something that I always regretted. My husband and I spent 15 years in Australia, back here 20 years or so. And one fine day I met this friend of mine who's also a bit younger than me. And he told me, you know what, I'm going to take some time off work on paid leave and I'm going to university. This was about 2 or 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I said, wow, fantastic, you know. And it got me thinking, basically, and I said, you know, maybe I should do the same. I always wanted to do law because, funnily enough, in all my working career, I always was involved with law firms or, you know, I was always involved in that field. And people used to think I am a lawyer, actually, and I used to say, no, I'm not a lawyer, you know, so please, that can be very dangerous if you think I'm a lawyer. But so there was always this thing at the back of my mind, how I wish I went into law and so on.
It's quite a long course as well.
It is a long, I think 5 or 6 years anyway. And at my age, I said, you know, to do law, it's really, I'm never going to really practice it, you know what I mean? So then this other friend of mine who actually is a lecturer here, show me, listen, we have this new course, relatively new course, is a Bachelor of Humanities, where you can choose any credit within the Faculty of Arts.
Okay.
So it's targeted for people like me, but it is also targeted towards youngsters who haven't yet decided what they wish to do.
So it's like a taster.
Exactly.
Ah, okay.
So the first year you choose, you know, credits from different departments within the faculty. And then, obviously, you second year, you realize, yes, this is my favorite topic or whatever. So I chose history of art, for example. Mm-hmm. I chose history of theater, sociology, anthropology, which I hardly knew the meaning of the word anthropology, you know, philosophy, which I had never done. And funnily enough, I did very well, you know. I surprised myself because then that's the other issue. Your memory. How are you going to study for exams? How do you tackle assignments? You know, it's things which we haven't done.
And even the language and the jargon that they use.
Exactly. So that was another thing. I mean, it's been a fantastic experience, but obviously you do get your moments where you're saying, what on earth am I doing here, you know, when it's especially exam time and so on, the pressure.
Do you sort of feel, well, you know, it's not going to change my life in such that I'm not going to miss that promotion or I'm not going to not get that job if I don't pass? So there's a little less pressure, although there's personal pressure because you want to achieve. You're still giving up a lot of time, but there's, you know, can you sort of say, oh, well, you know, if I don't pass, it's okay. Yeah.
Actually, I mean, the mindset is different to when you are an 18-year-old, 19-year-old, because the 19-year-olds, obviously, for them, it is the career would depend on that. It's sort of, there's that kind of pressure. With me, it was funny because I really didn't, I mean, my first set of exams. I said, oh yes, okay, I'm going to do all right. I think I did well. And then when you see the results, I remember the first three results came out, uh-huh. and I got three A's.
Wow, okay.
I honestly started uh-huh. crying because I said, how can it be, you know, how can it be that I was shocked. So, I did very well. I'm not saying I'm getting straight A's, far from it, but for me that was a shock and a pleasant surprise, let's put it this way. So then what happens, Monique, is that then you want to achieve A's all the time, if possible, you know. So you don't have the pressure of you know, that your career depends on you graduating in that, you know, getting that degree. But you put pressure upon yourself to always, you know, achieve higher marks. But it definitely is an enriching experience. I mean, I realized what little I know, because, you know, back in my days we had English, maths, you know, religion, really basic subjects. But then there is a whole new world out there which we never thought of. I mean, for me, my favorite subjects are history of art. Mm-hmm. I've always liked art and so on, so I'm really enjoying it. But my discovery is philosophy. I absolutely really enjoy philosophy. And okay. because you realize that sort of life, you know, the Greek philosophers and so on really set the pattern for life as we know it today, you know, and how important it is, you know, for all of us to learn a bit of philosophy, you know.
So has this sort of newfound love and the fact that you've, you know, done pretty well in your first year or so actually compounded the frustration that you didn't do this before, or you're just happy you've done it and now you just want to
Obviously, yes, I do say I wish I did this before, you know, but no, I'm just enjoying it. I'm enjoying the time here, you know. You mix with a lot of youngsters. It's funny because at times I feel really old, and at times I feel like a kid like them, especially sort of when we're chatting between us and saying about this lecture and that lecture and laughing.
And how nice they all are.
Yes. No, and that's it. We are very, very lucky, actually, because the lecturers and the arts faculty are all very good, mm-hmm. very, you know, really, I've had no problems, and we get on extremely well with all the lecturers, well, with most of them, let's put it this way, with some more than others. But on the whole, you know, when I hear other students from other faculties who do grumble a bit, you know, we are very lucky. I mean, they are all very punctual. They come to lectures regularly, because that is another issue with other faculties. Some lecturers
just a bit more lax.
Yes, exactly.
So do you find you still sort of scared when you have to hand in assignments? Do you still feel like a teenager at that stage?
Does that take? I'm terrified. I'm absolutely terrified. You know, it's you get that feeling again. You know, when how we used to feel when we were young.
But you recommend people do this. You recommend absolutely.
I highly recommend it. In fact, it's a pity because this, we are very few mature age students, you know, doing this course. But I highly, highly recommend it. I mean, we also get visiting students, so, I mean, visiting public who attend lectures. That is also an option for
those.
So
you can come in and have a taster and start to feel comfortable in the environment.
You can just come for those who are not interested in doing exams and so on. Some lectures are open to the public, which is also a very good thing, you know what I mean? So,
Now, are you focusing then on the philosophy aspect and the history of art, or?
Mostly history of art, but I always like to take a credit, which is in philosophy. It's not easy. Philosophy isn't easy because, you know, certain concepts are very abstract. So, you know, when you come to doing an assignment or studying for an exam, you have to, you know, and they obviously give us readings to do. And sometimes these readings, you have, you know, to understand a paragraph, you have to read it four or five times, kind of thing, you know.
Thank goodness for Google now as well.
Google, Monique, Google and YouTube. They are fantastic, I tell you. Because I go on to, I type in the name of the philosopher, you know, and you say, I don't know, Aristotle or whatever, Plato, I say, made easy, kind of thing. Yeah. So you go in, obviously, and then you specify on which topic you want to, like aesthetics. This year we did, this semester we did aesthetics, with Professor Frigeri, and it was extremely interesting, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, the different thoughts of different philosophers and what. So, thank God for the internet. I can't imagine what students went through in the past when they didn't
really
have everything at the fingertips, you know?
I'm still old-fashioned. I still like the library as well, actually.
Yes, well, I've got a book here from the library, actually, coincidentally. So, the library is there, and, I mean, you have to go to actual physical books, mm-hmm. for sure, you know? But the it helps. Looking up paintings. Mm. I mean, you can't possibly go to museums abroad, you know, to see.
I thought that would have been the reason for taking history.
Yes,
no. Have I got it wrong?
Yeah, no. Actually, one of the nicest credits of history of art is the study tour. We go away for a week, mm-hmm. with our lecturers, and we visit obviously museums or palaces or whatever, and look at the actual work of art that we are studying. Uh-huh. This year we went to Rome. It was a fantastic experience. We stayed in Rome, but then we visited the country villas just outside Rome, mm-hmm. of all the rich the patrician families. Mm-hmm. But then it's a fantastic experience when you are studying. We did Baroque sculpture. We were studying particular sculptures, and then you go there and you see it right there in front of you. I mean, honestly, you get goosebumps.
Real life, yes,
you really get goosebumps.
That image.
So that is one of our highlights. So yes, we do go to museums to actually see the art.
Do you think being a mature student? Do you think actually it has benefits as well? Because, you know a bit more about life in general, you're a bit more disciplined, you know how to juggle stuff.
Yes, of course, yes. I mean, besides doing my degree here, I also work, mm-hmm. and I also, have a house and a family to run.
Yes.
So we know. I mean, the time management is very important. Then you compare it to the young ones, mm-hmm. you who obviously... I mean, they're going where they have, for me, I say, they have everything ready. They go home, their mother feeds them, their laundry is ready, and so on.
Yes,
exactly. Yeah. And yet, sort of, we come to the end of the semester, I have five assignments. The students, yeah. I have five assignments. You have five assignments. You know, I did those ages ago. You come on, get on with it, kind of, you know. But that is experience, you know, lack of experience. So, but on the whole, I have to say that the students, you know, before I came to university, I'd say, these young ones, I can recall my mother saying this, these young ones, all they care about is going out, having a good time, blah, blah, blah. But in actual fact, when you meet them and when you sort of mix with them, they are very conscientious, they are mm-hmm. students, they are interested in culture, because this is my fear, you know, that
we're losing iPhones.
Exactly. But they are very ambitious, mm-hmm. very clever, you know. So I changed my attitude towards the youngsters, I have to say.
even that's a part of the education process, I think.
Yes. And I have to say, they make you feel very welcome, you know, even though I'm much older than them, you know, because I could be their mother. So they make you feel very comfortable, very mm-hmm. welcome, part of the group, you know, and they're really very, very sweet.
So are you planning graduation on the bus? Because my planning graduation on the bus, and I'm like, oh, can I drive it? I'm quite happy to be down with the kids, but I really can't do the bus thing.
Probably not. No, I know. It would be a bit too much for me, I suspect. Although it sounds like fun.
For you, yes. I'll play mum, yeah. So apart from this university degree then, you've done other things before this that were sort of things on your bucket list? Because living in Australia actually is going to be something on many people's bucket list, or going to Australia.
Well, yes, I mean, Australia was obviously a fantastic experience as well. I mean, it wasn't easy because I am the youngest of seven children, mm-hmm. you know, and leaving at 19 years of age, mm-hmm. it wasn't easy. But, you go to the homesickness process.
And this was, of course, pre-internet, and even making a telephone call that far
it cost
was
a fortune, you know. So the communication wasn't like it is today, mm. that you go on Skype and you can see the person in front of you and have a chat. And it was, as you said, to make phone calls. We used to do them, on a birthday and Christmas. So it was my mum's birthday, you know. And even then, you know, knowing it's so expensive, sort of, hello, how are you? But you don't even make much conversation, you know, because you're conscious of the fact that you can't stay long on the line because it costs a bomb. But, no, it definitely broadened our outlook, and I recommend to everybody, this is what I tell the students as well, you know, go abroad. Mm. Go, even for 1 year or two, you must go away. Because in Malta, okay, well, it's a lovely country, we have a nice lifestyle, but we are very insulated and very sheltered. Although now, with all these, with all, you know, foreigners coming in, we've become a bit more cosmopolitan.
Yes, it's lovely.
But nowadays, you know, travel is very easy and so on. So after Australia, you know, after 15 years there, we decided to come back here. And there are times when we regretted it over the years, you know, there were, and sometimes you wonder, what would it be like had we remained there, kind of. But
I always say, you know, £1,000 in 24 hours and you can be back.
Yes, it's true,
You can actually get back there in a very short space of, you know, time and money today.
Yes, so it's
not like it used to be such a haul.
No. But the other thing is, there are so many other countries which I'd like to visit, you know what I mean?
Has these been... highlighted since you've been studying, or these are countries that you've wanted to go to anyway and they just haven't quite got there yet?
I think we like to have our holidays overseas, so it's not that we've thought of any particular place that we'd like to go to, you know, 10 years ago. We said, one day I want to go there, you know. We played by ear. I think one of the highlights was having spent 3 weeks in Argentina.
I think that is a
place where one has to go, because it's absolutely beautiful. And you go from, we went from north to south. We went, you know, through it all, basically. We flew thinking, no. Initially, we were said, no, we went with a group of friends. We said, no, we will drive. Then when we saw the distances, well, what on earth? You know, I mean, the distances are huge. It's huge, huge. So obviously, we flew. We used to spend 2 nights in every place. Mm-hmm. And so that is a must. I mean, you have to go. If you haven't been, you have to go.
Did you dance?
The tango?
Yes.
No, you only watched it.
Then you have to go back.
We watched the tango, and the street tango is even better than watching it at the show. It's a lot more authentic, you know what I mean? But other countries, for example, next year we hope to go to South America again, but not Argentina, on a photography trip. My husband Robert is very much into photography, and he has been to different places. I haven't been because of my studies. but when I finish, please God, I'm starting third year. When I finish, hopefully I'll start joining him on these trips, because they tend to go to these unusual places. You know, they've been to Jordan, they've been to Myanmar, they've been to Iceland. So I've been to Iceland some years ago, and I wasn't particularly impressed. But mind you, I was there on a conference, and when you go on a conference,
you don't get to see
very much.
It's not like actually visiting at all, I think,
sometimes. Exactly. So our priorities at the moment is travel as much as possible, you know, even these 3 summer months. Again, because I don't have university, we hope to do even these small trips. You know,
done all your assignments.
Yes, they've been ready ages ago. But let me tell you, when you finish your assignments and when you finish your exams, the feeling is fantastic. You know,
I'm missing mine. I've done just part one of my thesis, and I'm actually can't wait to get started on the second part. And I've seen the course advertised for next year, and I want to go back. I want to do it again, even though I'm hoping to pass this time. I just really want to go back. I think I'm going to miss it.
So what are you doing?
Master's in Entrepreneurship.
That's really fun and really relevant.
Your
street.
Yes, really. And that's the thing. I think as you get older, you can choose. I mean, had I done this when I was younger, I may have gone for either anthropology or architecture. You know, so an architecture just sort of seems too daunting. You know, it seems too long.
It's a very difficult course.
And anthropology almost seemed too fluffy at the time. You didn't really know how you're going to apply it. But today, I would like to do that in the future. Have you got another course after this one that you think you might go off and do another?
After the Bachelor of
Humanities. you know, eternal student now you started.
I know. Well, this friend of mine who encouraged me to cut to start it, she told me, oh, Joe, once you get the bug, you won't want to start.
I know that, actually.
And I believe her, you know, I mean, I don't know whether I'll do a master's or something or other, but I mean, time will tell. I haven't yet planned that far, you know.
No, so, I think it's really, really, and like I said, a really enriching experience.
Very much.
And so. I don't think that once you've finished uni, you should stop even as a youngster. You know, later in life, there's always another opportunity to go and do the fun thing.
Exactly. And nowadays, I mean, the university offers so many courses. Yes. It's incredible. I mean,
from acupuncture.
Hundreds upon hundreds. I mean, you look at the prospectus and you say, where am I going to start from? You know, they're all, you know, you can learn anything you want, yes. Really, really, really. So the choice is limitless.
And so outside of learning and travelling, are yes. there other things that you'd like to do? Anything sort of, you know, you might not have told your children that you want to do. Just something, you think, I'm going to do that when they think I'm crazy.
I don't know. I mean, I always try and find something, you know, I'm the sort of person where I don't like just sitting around at home watching TV or going out for coffee and so on. I like to, you know, I always want to have something going kind of thing. I would like to eventually join a choir because I like singing. Mm-hmm. And I had joined the choir, but I was pregnant, so I had to stop in the sense that, you know, it was a busy time for the choir. And I said, okay, I'll come back, and I never went back. So that is something which I would like to do eventually, you know, join a choir again after my studies, because with studies and work and home, I mean,
that is fun.
And then obviously you have your husband who, you know, you have his to spend time, some quality time with him too. The children, you know, have the demands. So I try not to overdo it kind of thing. So everything is dependent. So at the moment, when I finish my studies, I'll do this. So when I, you know, kind of thing. So
this year and a half.
Yes, exactly. That just passed so quickly.
Yes, you know, absolutely.
Second year has already passed. I mean, just flies.
So what are you studying in the third year? What's
Well, third year I will continue with history of art, probably as my main. I am also looking at photography. There is
do the joint holidays.
Yes, there's basic photography, which I probably will take. And there is definitely something to do with theatre, which I will take as well, because I like that. And, you know, philosophy as well. I mean,
well,
I see, I mean, I had a quick look at the topics that are being offered for next year, but I haven't quite decided. But along those lines, you know. But you learn a lot. Even sociology. I never knew what sociology was.
I still don't, actually.
I mean, it's very interesting, you know. It's how you look at behaviour patterns and so on.
I get frightened of people studying things like that, though, because I think they're always analysing analysing every situation.
Well, it's true. It is very analytical. Yeah. And anthropology as well.
Anthropology is my next,
yes,
for sure.
It is.
You know, if I can get on to that, I'd love to do that.
Yes, so, yes. Like, I think there's one about feminism and so on in anthropology, which I'll probably take this coming year, actually.
So again, the choir would be your year after your studies.
I hope so.
Are there other things you'd like to do, you know, while you still can, sort of thing, while you're still on the planet, that you just have never really put too much energy into? Because I'm sure you would have done them by now, had you? But I don't know, is there a particular rock to climb or an instrument to play or anything like that?
No. I mean, rock climbing is definitely out for me. I'm terrible because I'm afraid of heights and I'm very clumsy, so I don't really...
Yeah, rock climbing might not be the thing for you.
Absolutely. Music, I mean, I studied piano when I was young, but with piano, unless you continue, you know, practicing, you lose your touch very, very quickly. So... And again, when we left Malta, then for many years I couldn't afford to buy a piano, so I had years not touching a piano. So I never got back into it, you know. I would love to learn how to paint, how to draw. But I'm hopeless.
But isn't that the whole point of having a bucket list, to actually, have that aim and you know, one day I'm going to have one of my own paintings, even if it's in my bathroom that no one else sees, I'm going to have one of my pictures.
Yes. Well, I have to say, I mean, sometimes when you see certain paintings, you say, I'm capable of doing that. If my contemporary art lecturer hears me, he'll kill me. But it's one of those things, you know. I say, how I wish I know how to paint. But it has to be the right teacher. I have been to a couple of lessons, you know, mm-hmm. over summer, 2 or 3 years ago. But, you know, the teacher wasn't good. But
you have to have your chemistry.
Exactly, mm-hmm. exactly. So it has to be the right person. But I would love to learn how. Sometimes uh-huh. I say, oh, I should get a sketch pad, but I'm hopeless.
Even if you start, because, you know, some people are better at the human figure, some people are still alive.
Yes.
So it's finding actually what your thing is.
True.
Mine used to be sports cars. I was very good at drawing sports cars. Yeah, randomly. Randomly. So, you know, never went anywhere near it. Uh-huh. At school I was really good at doing sort of sports cars.
Uh-huh, yes.
So, you just don't know what your thing is until you try a one of everything. Almost like an uchiha, do you call it?
Uchiha,
yes. But you do that for, you know, subjects.
Yes,
perhaps try that, and there might be something then. Even YouTube, I'm sure there must be lessons on YouTube for that.
Probably, yes. Yeah. I'm sure there is a teach yourself art.
Oh, there must be. And anything else then? So you've got art and the choir. So that's like 2019 sorted. Yeah.
We're really looking, you know.
And why not?
Far ahead. I actually thought of something, but I forgot now.
probably remembering all things. I've actually got a spreadsheet of my bucket list because it continually grows, and some of the things are very silly, but some of the things I think are quite serious and quite scary.
Yes, yes. Well, actually, you know what? Another one, which we've been saying we'd like to go on holiday, but to a cooking school, a special cooking school.
Mm-hmm.
Even Robert, because Rob is a much better cook than I am. And we'd like to spend, you know, a week or 3 days or 4 days at a particular, say, a cooking school in Tuscany
somewhere
in France.
Italian or France.
Yes, we'd love to do that. I would love to
do that. I can highly recommend a couple of places to you.
Then we must talk after the program.
They do wine tasting at the same time, so I'm not sure you'd be particularly interested in that.
No, we will enjoy that too. And even wine tasting, learning wines and so on. You know.
No, there's a lot of that locally, in fact, as well. You can do, but doing it overseas does somehow seem to be more fun.
Yes, I agree.
So you've been listening to Joanna Ajuse on this week's Bucket List with me, Monique Chambers. Thank you for joining me and my guest on this week's Bucket List. I'd also like to thank Samuel Attard and Carmelo Grec, the engineers for this programme.